One of those stories of domestic action before any international treaty is happening close to home in Sydney. The city's independent mayor, Clover Moore, has hired a British expert, Alan Jones, to help slash emissions by 70% within 20 years. The council's using what's known as trigeneration. And earlier, Mr. Jones told me that by 2030, Sydney will have displaced the equivalent of one coal-fired power station.
At the moment, Sydney gets its electricity from remote power stations in the Hunter Valley. Two-thirds of the primary energy generated is heat, and that's thrown away up into the atmosphere. And there's further losses across the grid getting to Sydney. So by the time it gets to Sydney, you've got less than 30% of the energy that's been generated at the power station. So by generating electricity locally using more efficient systems, so these aren't turbines, these are gas engines, we can recover that waste heat and use that for heating and hot water. And for a further step called trigeneration, we can convert that hot water into chilled water for air conditioning. And so not only are we generating low carbon electricity locally more efficiently, but we're actually displacing even more electricity by doing away with the electric air conditioning system, which accounts for a huge portion of the CBD's electricity consumption.
So what's that going to mean? I mean, what do you do in a building like this?
A citywide system essentially connect buildings up together through a thermal network. So these are pipes that are laid in the road and between buildings, supplying hot water. That's where you get your heating and hot water. And then decentralising or dropping down to thermal chillers to replace the electric chillers.
In other words, replacing the air conditioning unit on top of the building.
You don't have to replace the air conditioning within the building, so all of the air handling units and all that stays the same. It's just
not plugged in.
It's just taking the electric chiller away and putting a thermal chiller in its place to run the whole thing. And of course it's electric air conditioning in the CBD that's driving a huge part of the network increases, which has seen everybody's electricity bills increase. So we'll have an impact beyond our borders.
How substantial a change is this going to mean?
It's going to be a substantial change. Our initial trigeneration master plan talks about implementing 360 megawatts across the rest of the LGO. That's probably up to about 500 or 600 megawatts. Some of that has already been installed or is in the process of being installed, and that will pretty much have the impact of taking a coal-fired power station off the grid. Buildings connecting to the thermal network will see their emissions reduced by between 40 and 60%, depending how efficient their building currently is at the moment. In addition to the low-carbon electricity, which is roughly half the carbon of the coal-fired grid carbon. So that will have an additional impact in reducing their carbon tax by about half, and there'll be no carbon tax at all on zero-carbon waste heat.
They'll be paying a lot lower electricity costs, presumably, because they're going to go up.
Yeah, there will be a separate negotiation on the actual electricity prices themselves, so there'll be some benefits for consumers there. But on top of that, on the carbon tax alone, that will make significant financial savings.
Why hasn't this happened before?
Well, it's not happened before in Australia, but it's certainly happened around the world. The oldest decentralised system in the world is in Manhattan, first put in by Edison in the 1880s. London, Paris, Berlin, Seoul in South Korea. There are cities all around the world. This is how they do it. This is how grown-ups supply their energy. They don't get it from coal-fired power stations hundreds of kilometres away. They generate it locally in the city. Copenhagen, 98% of their buildings are connected to their decentralised energy system.
Your generators for your trigen are gas, yep. Initially. That's natural gas, like you have in buses or whatever. But down the track, even that will be renewable.
Yep. What we've established, within 250 kilometres of the city, there's enough resource out there, enough waste, and here I'm not just talking about commercial and domestic waste, I'm also talking about agriculture and farming waste, forestry waste, all that stuff that's currently being landfilled or just burnt, that can be converted into renewable gas to supply 150% of the gas that we need for peak and shoulder electricity, and something like 95% of 24-hour a day, 365 days. So to get 100%, we just need to go out a few kilometres more.
City of Sydney's Alan Jones with that good news story.